Dear friends, here was a man, Zacharias, a servant of God. And yet, when the message had come to him that his wife, who was very old, would be with child, he didn't believe. You know, Christians can at times forget the promises of God, and at times they lack faith. And what happens to a person who doesn't have faith? He becomes silent. What has he got to sing about? What has he got to talk about? If you don't have faith in Jesus Christ, what hope is there? All you have is this world. No promises of heaven, no hope of glory, no forgiveness of sins. And so all we have is the songs of this world, but not the blessed song about Jesus Christ. But this man, he didn't remain an unbelieving. He trusted and he believed. And so then he began to praise God, the scripture says. And he prophesied. That's another word for praise, as we have it in the scriptures, about prophesying is a form of praising God, announcing the truths of the word of God. And he spoke greatly of what God had promised to that he would do, and how a son would be born who would be the forerunner, who would go before the face of the Lord, and who would go before Jesus Christ comes, Jesus Christ the Messiah. But dear friends, it's an amazing text where it speaks about when it comes to the point where John the Baptist, was to be named. And so the family thought that naturally, as it was the custom of the day, the father's name would be passed on to the son. So when the mother, Elizabeth, said, no, his name would be John, they were amazed. And then they said to Zacharias, the father, who was dumb, he couldn't speak at that time, what is his name going to be? And so he said, give me a tablet. And he wrote on this, his name shall be John. That showed his faith in the Lord. And his mouth was opened. John the Baptist, a great man of God, who suffered much, but he spoke about the best of things. He spoke about the Lord Jesus Christ. He pointed sinners, as we read in the book of John, he pointed sinners to the Lord Jesus Christ and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John. You know what that name means? It's a wonderful name. It's Johanan, or Johanan in the Greek. It means gracious. It means gracious. He brought the gracious message of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when you see a man who is called John, let it remind you of the grace of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, may the Lord bless these few thoughts to us. Let us pray.